Blog Talk Radio.
Started off with a pitcher for the table, which quickly becomes two. There's pool. And there's the photo booth.
All right, everybody squeeze in. Say cheese!
Followed naturally by an order of wings. And another.
Can we get some extra ranch sauce?
Then there's the ceremonial nightcap.
So what are we doing this weekend?
And lastly, it's back to the car, which, if you're buzzed... be the most expensive night of your life. Getting pulled over for buzz driving could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. Nothing kills a buzz like getting pulled over for buzz driving, because buzz driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Juice, juice, juice!
Mommy, why are we going to the store? Mom, I want juice.
Your child will have different needs at different stages of life, and that includes the car seat. See, car crashes are a leading killer of children ages 1 to 13. Protect your child's future at every stage of life. Go to safercar.gov/the right seat.
A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
You make sure his toys don't have any sharp edges. You taught her what to do when the smoke alarm goes off. You do so much to keep your child safe. But are you using the right car seat for your child? Car crashes are a leading killer of children ages 1 to 13. Protect your child's future at every stage of life. For information on the right seat for your child, visit safercar.gov/the right seat.
A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
It's been too hard living, but I'm afraid.
Good afternoon, good evening. You are listening to WAMR Atlanta Mix Radio, broadcasting live from beautiful Stone Mountain, Georgia. We're going to be introducing the new host of the WAMR Radio. Host is a wonderful woman that I met. Her name is Miss Jackie Nickens, a.k.a. Black Coffee. She'll be doing an interview, her first interview tonight, with the Heart and Soul. This is a great project that's been going on in Atlanta for about 4 years. So I'm going to just be sitting back and doing some engineering tonight. I want to introduce Miss Jackie Nickens, a.k.a. Black Coffee. Jackie, welcome to the show tonight.
I am so very honored to be a part of this and to have the opportunity to speak my mind and allow others to speak their mind as well. I want to thank everyone who has tuned in and who is listening. I appreciate your time more than you know. To tell you a little bit about me, for those of you who don't know me, I have worked in the field of social services, well, most of my life. And I'm not going to tell you how long that is, but let's just say I am at the age where I can have my own personal summers. And it's getting a little hot. So I have been in the field of social services, but I have also done various things such as do emceeing for receptions and comedy skits and birthday parties and baby showers and bridal showers and the whole nine. I have decided to bring all those things together and bring them to you through various mediums, and this is one of them. This show, I would like for you to sit back and maybe sip on a little something. For those of you who don't know me, let's pretend I'm talking about Coca-Cola. For those of you that do know me, y'all know it's some juice with something else in it. So we're going to sit back and we're going to have some discussion. And to begin with tonight, I do want to bring out one of the founders of the I Heart and Soul show that takes place at Cat's Cafe. I'm not going to tell you too much about it. I'm going to let her tell you about it. But I would like to introduce Miss Deborah Miller.
Good evening. Good evening, everybody. Hey, Jackie. How are you doing? Hi, Karima. How are you?
Hey, wonderful.
I'm good. I wanted you to introduce yourself a little bit. Tell the listening audience who you are and what I Heart and Soul is all about.
Hi, so my name is Miss Miller, and as Jackie said, we've been doing I Heart and Soul, well, Karima said, for about 4 years now. And it's a show that started out with three friends. I initially started a show at Cat's Cafe, where it's held every second Wednesday of the month, just me and my guitar player. And Kat, the owner, thought it was a great idea since normally they have a full band. So it was a nice change just to have an acoustic show. So then she thought, well, maybe we should add another element. So we brought in my girlfriend, Myna Ada, who does classic rock and pop, and I do neo-soul and R&B. So it was a good blend and a good mix. And then we thought, hey, well, let's do something similar to the funk jazz. I don't know if a lot of people are familiar with funk jazz. Jackie and Karima, are you familiar with funk jazz?
Yes, dear.
Yeah, so we thought we could do something a little bit smaller scale and have an artist come in as well and draw and do art live while we're performing. So that's how it all started, and started about 4 years ago. It'll be 4 years exactly in May of next year that we started the show. And so basically what we do is we come in every second Wednesday, as I said before, and we do a show. We may feature someone. Like this month we have Karen Bryant, who's going to be a part of the show. And normally it's me, Jason, and Malik O'Neil, who are the headliners of the show. But we always feature different artists every month. And we've had poetry. We've had belly dancers. We've had comedians. We've had people come and show their ideas and their products at our shows. So it's been really, really great coming together with different ideas and different features every second Wednesday of the month.
And, you know, I have been a big supporter of you in I Heart and Soul and other projects you've done.
Yes, you have.
And I wanted to say that one of the amazing features of this is not just the music, and the music is incredible. You know, I'm always sitting in the audience singing along and swaying, and sometimes even mic cut a rug. But
sure.
One of the amazing features is Jason J-Hart, J-High Hightower. And to be in the element and have, you know, all this talent being displayed in different ways kind of takes me to another place, you know, to see him creating something from a blank sheet as I sit here and listen to that wonderful music. It's an amazing vibe that you guys have got going on. So I want to tell you that I have enjoyed being a supporter.
Yes.
I really
Jason, yes, he is extremely talented. Just recently, he was asked to be at an event honoring Sheila E., and he was able to give her an original painting that he did of Prince. So that was like one of the highlights of his career. He was able to actually meet her, present her with that painting of Prince, and she got emotional, and it was an overwhelming experience for him. And then after that, he was able to actually give a print to another one of his huge, you know, talents that he loves, and that's Amel LaRue, who was able to present a piece that he did for her. But he's been having an amazing ride lately, and we're so glad that he's a part of our show.
It's wonderful. I also want to thank you for inviting me to MC this show on Wednesday night. We need to make sure that we tell the audience that this show is Wednesday night at 8 p.m. at Cats Cafe. And what's the address to Cats? Deborah, do you know it offhand?
I sure do. It's 970 Piedmont Road. That's here in Atlanta, Georgia. And it's from 8 p.m. until 11 p.m., and the cover charge is $10.
And we have some fabulous talent, and I can say that because that includes me. I will I will be emceeing the show as well as doing a little bit of my comedy for those of you who are interested.
We're so excited to have you. We're so glad that you said yes.
I am very honored that amongst all that talent you had, that you invited me. So I promise I'm going to do a good job for you.
Oh, great. We're not even worried about it. We know that you're going to be fantastic.
I also wanted to ask you about, I personally know a little bit about your career, but if you would tell the audience a little bit about you and maybe your special guest, Karen Bryant, you guys' career and what you guys have had going on.
Yeah, so I started out very young in the music industry, and I started out actually in theater. I'm from a small town, Jackie also is, from Albany, Georgia, and I started out in theater. I did musical theater for about 10 years. So that was where my start began. And then after that, I got my first adult gig when I was 18 years old in a place in my hometown called the House of Jazz. So I performed there from about 18 until 22. And then after that, I just began doing all kind of spot dates. I opened a long time ago for BB and CC Winings. I've opened for EU, just different arenas. I've opened for Frank Hammond's, just so many different opportunities that I've had along the way that have been really great. So now I've finally decided to work on my first album, which is going to be entitled Finally. How appropriate. It took me all these years to finally get it done.
Yes, because we've been waiting on that. So Finally.
Finally is the title, and it's scheduled to be released April 2017, and the single is scheduled to be released either by the end of this month or next month. So we're working on that now to get that completed. So I'm really excited.
Are you able to tell us what the name of that single is going to be?
Yeah, the single is called Intoxicated. It was actually produced by William Jones, Mr. Jones, and I also featured Little John Roberts on drums on this album, on this single. So that's really, really huge for me. I'm really glad that he was able to come in and spend a little time and put his thumbprint on the single. So that should be coming out either the end of this month or September, depending on, you know, dates and timing scheduling. But definitely by the end of next month, it'll be out. And Karen Bryant, oh, my God, if people are not familiar with Karen Bryant, she's amazing. She has a great, great, beautiful voice, and she's also a beautiful spirit. We met, I guess, 3, maybe 4 years ago. She and I did background vocals for this gentleman named Kenny Wayne. So we were on tour for about a year and a half with him, traveling all over the country, California, Texas, of course, Georgia, Mississippi, Tennessee. So we traveled for about a year and a half together doing background vocals. So that's how we met. And currently, right now, she is like one of the most sought-after singers in Atlanta. She is everywhere. She's at Sweet Lounge. She's at Arizona's. She's pretty much all over the city. Anytime you look around, Karen Bryant is performing. She probably performs every day a week somewhere. So, yeah, we're really excited that she's able to come in and fill in for Malik O'Neill while she's out this Wednesday, August 10th at 8 p.m. at Cat's Cafe.
Yes, we must continue to mention that date and time. Those of you,
right.
Those of you that are friends and family in the area, yes, I am emotionally blackmailing you to be there to support us on Wednesday. I will accept nothing less than your presence. Please know that. And look, honey, I support folks.
Right.
I want folks to support me. Okay.
That's right.
But
come on in, like Jackie said.
But besides that, it is an economical, wonderful way to break up the week. And I know that when I go on a Wednesday night, when I go in on Thursday morning, I can deal with folks' crap. You know, if I've been to iHeart and Soul the night before, chances are won't nobody get cussed out before noon. So, you know.
Right on.
You know, so it puts you in a good place. So it's going to be a wonderful time, and I'm looking forward to seeing everyone there. I believe I believe it might be time for a little musical break. Is that correct, Karima?
Come on, smile. Oh, honey, he's still not smiling.
Maybe he's not a smiler.
Yeah, maybe he's just not a happy baby.
Maybe he's just being a boy.
Or maybe he's teething.
Maybe it's just a phase.
Maybe he has autism, and we can definitely do something to help.
Maybe is all you need to find out more about autism. No Big Joyful Smiles by 6 months is one early sign. Learn the others at autismspeaks.org/signs. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
When I was little, I didn't talk for a long time. I was sensitive to lights and sounds, so I built secret hiding places where they couldn't get in. Sometimes, I do the same things over and over, until one day, I found out I had autism. My family got me help. Slowly, I learned how to live with it better.
Early intervention can make a lifetime of difference. Learn the signs at autismspeaks.org/signs. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
Adopt US Kids presents Multiple Choice Parenting.
Your daughter just had her first breakup. Do you A, put yourself in her shoes?
How could he do this to you? And for Sheila, she has split ends.
B, console her.
Oh, sweetie, this is going to happen a lot. 4, maybe 5 more times before you get married.
C, take charge.
Got to get this all straightened out. Keep a little talking to man, mano a mano.
Hey, Steve. Now a good time?
No? Okay, no problem. Bye.
Or D, help her find a new boyfriend.
I know a great place to meet boys. The internet. Nice. Single boys. Never mind. How about some ice cream?
As a parent, there are no perfect answers. But you don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same.
For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
So doubt the girl is on fire. I mean, she is definitely hot. More than just a trophy, more than eye candy. She's got plenty of street smarts and she be rocking them degrees. Her domestic game is tight as her business one. Put your order in, cause baby can definitely get it done. Face and body on fire, so is her attire. She ain't a user or a digger, her plans are way much bigger. Her love game is so off the chain, it's about to drive her further insane, you know.
You're so
she do, she's the one you want to take home to mom's too. She changes her look like every day, just when you think she could get no finer, she switches it up in a whole new way. Ella sex again, you just gotta understand, from the way she dresses to the way she whips up her magic in them pots and pans. If you don't have a woman like this, you're missing. I'm not putting no one down, I'm just saying, elegant and sexy is a serious combination. Good for the soul, good for the imagination. Her feminine swag is so on point and strong, I had to sit down and write this song.
Have you ever felt a kiss so deep?
Have you ever laid in a restless sleep and accidentally drifted into another world? Have you ever felt the soft feeling of silk rise up from a place unknown and relax your body from head to toe? Have you ever? Have you ever stood in the middle of a crowd and as everyone began to yell, something from inside you touched you and made you yell too? Have you ever been so excited that you lost total control of yourself and something in the back of your mind reminded you just one kiss filled you up like a cup running over?
Okay, we're back.
Oh.
We're back, and I wanted to say that during our musical interludes, you will be hearing some original artists who are not yet as well known as we want to make them. So please pay attention, and Karima, if you want to chime in and tell them how they can find out about the art that they are hearing that you are playing.
All right, yeah, I've got that was Mario Coleman. I have him on the line out of Nashville, Tennessee. Mario, welcome to the show. Well, that was his Ella Sexy mix down. Mario, tell a little bit, tell everybody about you and where you come from and what you do for the sisters.
Okay, I'm originally from Chicago, right? I guess if we're talking about musically, are we talking about what I do for the organization, or are we talking about what I do musically?
Well,
musically.
I want to hear, Mario, I want to hear about that those lyrics that were going on that kind of had me, and I had already told y'all that I was sipping, and then you going to do some stuff like that. And so now you had me thinking about answering the door to somebody in a negligee. Boy, you better quit.
Well, I don't think there's nothing wrong with that, long as the person you answering the door for got, you know, loves and respects you. You know what I mean? So I would say
you almost had me. You almost had me answering the door for the FedEx man like that.
Oh,
well, all right. So my brand of music is, well, first of all, my performance name is The Next Level. And what my music is, it's just kind of like a way to say thank you and show appreciation for the real women out there, you know, and then let them know that there are gentlemen who understand that, who appreciate that, and just want to pay homage to them through their music, you know, and through their lyrics. Because personally, you know, when I listen to the radio nowadays, unless we're listening to some old school, you know, women are just being called bees and this and that and the other. They're just being objectified. And the whole point about, you know, just showing them love for everything that they do on a day-to-day basis is missing. You know what I mean? So we just want to take it back to, you know, a place where, you know, you can listen to the music and just feel good. Like you said, you know, you felt like you want to put on a negligee or, you know, just feel good about what you are because you're being recognized for who you are. So, yeah.
You know, and I personally want to thank you for that because I think I just exhaled. I've been waiting to do that ever since that movie Whitney Houston was in, telling me to wait to exhale. So I want to thank you for that and bringing it back to the real.
Oh, okay. No problem. You're welcome. And that actually is from my CD that I'm remixing, actually called Back to Intimacy. And so I got like about, what is it, Karima, about like 14 songs. And Karima been on me about getting back out because I used to actually perform live. You know what I mean? Got a whole little show that I do. So she's been on me about getting back out there and doing some performing or whatever. So I am going, you know, go ahead on and take it back to the stage or whatever. So you just validated the fact that it's something that needs to be heard, that women want to hear. And so thank you. I'm going to be on my mission now.
Miss Miller, can you chime in about how you feel about that?
I missed what you said, chiming on how I feel about what? Now I'm sorry, I missed something.
About Mario and him being able to validate women and our give us back our value after some of this.
Oh yeah.
We hear music these days.
Oh yeah, definitely appreciate you bringing that kind of music back, because most of the music these days are calling us the B word, the H word. So we appreciate you showing about giving us validation, because we don't get it like we used to.
Well, I'll definitely tell you, every song in this whole, in my CD, I do not use the word, I do not insult y'all at all. It's just all about love, you know what I'm saying? And I think y'all would enjoy it, because Ella Sex Again is really, and Kareem, I'll tell you, is probably, that's more of an up-tempo song, but there's some songs on there where I really, really go deep, because I used to do, like, shows out in L.A., for you, like, sometimes all women shows or couple shows, and they were really well received. So, you know, it's been kind of like test driven, and I've had an opportunity to actually talk to women after the show, get some input, and then go back. And, you know, if I need to move some stuff around and change some things or whatever to make them more powerful, then that's what I've done. Because I just think right now what's going on, and then I'm going to shut up, is that, you know, relation-wise, we're kind of broken, you know, and I think brothers don't know how, or there's a lot of them who don't know how to communicate what they're feeling to their women, you know what I mean? And I think that they don't understand the value of listening to them and then being able to communicate with them on a level that makes them comfortable and make them feel good about who they are. Because what a lot of them don't realize is we can make y'all feel good, I mean, from the inside and out, and you know that it's genuine, you know that you're safe with us, you know that you can trust us, you're gonna pay us back with some real love, man. And this, and the love that a woman's able to give when she's centered and at that place is way above our pay grade, and we'll really be happy that we got you there, you know what I mean? So for me, I'm just trying to put that message out. So if there are some brothers that are listening, or there's some women that are listening, you know, if nothing else, I can get you there through the music, through the lyrics, and keep you there, you know?
And Mario, now I'm going to get all in your business. Are you in a serious relationship right now? Are you single?
I'm in a relationship right now. I'm in a relationship right now.
Lady.
Okay.
Sorry, lady.
All the stalkers can back off now. All y'all stalkers. And I know
leave
some of y'all that are listening, so I know what y'all thinking. Go on, put the suitcase down. Okay?
Not available.
And if he is available, I'm first in line, so the rest of y'all have us can back up.
But you know what I'm saying? I think, but because of that, you know what I mean? I got a constant point of reference. You know what I'm saying? And I think that because my girl listens to it every night, you know what I'm saying? And she gives me a lot of feedback. And what I'm saying, and I know what women have told me, is just that, you know, it isn't so much that, you know, I'm necessarily in a relationship. It just feels good to have a man say what I'm saying, you know what I mean, and mean it.
Right.
So you can take it and interpret it within your soul, however, what it means to you. You know what I mean?
And that's the most important thing.
Yes, ma'am.
Taking it to an even greater level, this is a conversation that me and some of my friends have had. What
mm-hmm.
we're doing to our children, I appreciate you because you're creating an opportunity with your music and Deborah with yours and all the artists that we are supporting, create an atmosphere where our children can see what our love really looks like. Because
mm-hmm.
for so long, our relationships and our feelings for one another have been invalidated by, you know, the media and then us following suit in music because
mm-hmm.
it earned money, you know. So
right.
I appreciate you guys for bringing that back, because our children really need to see how we truly can love each other.
You're welcome.
Yeah, and what's exciting
that's
to me
so true.
Is that some of the young men that hear it, they enjoy it as well. And they tell me, it's like, you know, man, this is what I would really like to say to a woman. I just don't know how to get there. So once again, you know, I think if the blueprint is out there and it comes from a sincere place, and first of all, y'all have to feel it. You have to feel that it's genuine. It has to move you to, like I said, this place of safeness and validation. You know what I'm saying? That's the first thing.
Right.
And then if, like I said, because I work with a lot of young men, too. We do mentorship programs, so they get a chance to check it out. And, you know, like I said, they really enjoy it. And when I explain to them what's going on, because at first I think they're thinking it's something else, but when I explain to them what's really going on, and y'all have to hear a couple of the other tracks that's on there that really, really go deep. Like I said, Karima is talking me into coming back out, and a couple other women that have seen my show, you know, they're like, yo, we really need this, man. So you need to just come on and just step on up and make it happen. So I'm definitely going to do that. I thank y'all for, you know, listening to it and feeling the way you felt. But I'm going to tell you, I got some on there that were really, really. Remember, Karima, the You Are My Heartbeat? Yeah, that made me cry.
I like the title. I like that stuff you talking about right there, man. See, me and Deborah from South Georgia, you know, so we know how to put some black eyed peas on a pot. We know how to fry some.
Oh, damn.
You know, all that kind of stuff. See, that kind
of
stuff you talking about, that'll make me put on a short skirt, some high heels, and get in the kitchen and be bending over in the oven pulling out homemade cornbread. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, my God. And that'll just make me write something else, too. I'll be writing about that cornbread. You've been over and doing that cornbread. I'm telling you, man, that's what it's all about, is just taking y'all to that place, man. And, you know, you were designed by God to be, you know what I mean, nurtures to the universe, just beautiful. You know what? When we have the time, if Karima, if it's cool, I'll recite one of my pieces to y'all so y'all can really hear how deep I go. You know what I'm saying? I think y'all really enjoy it.
Child, I got my air on and my ceiling fan going, and I'm still hot. Boy, you better stop. You better cut your mess out, as the old folks would say. But in all seriousness, I was told by a man once that when you guys feel appreciated as well, and see, I'm talking to my sister, you know, when you guys feel appreciated, it's more likely that you're going to open up. And as you know, a lot of y'all don't like what Steve Harvey got to say, but he does say something that I do agree with, and that's that we can be the instrument that makes you guys want to profess your love, provide for us, and protect us. You know, those three P's. And so we have to be in a place where we're soft enough to give you that, as well as strong enough to be your backbone. So we got some responsibility in that, too.
Well, yes, it's definitely a two-way street. And I think, you know, I always tell, you know, to me, love is a privilege earned. And it's kind of reactionary, you know. So for me, it's just like, what am I doing to motivate a woman to love me? And then what am I doing to keep it happening, to make it go deeper? You know what I mean? So I assume full responsibility for what I need to put into it, you know. And I think for the most part, good women, you know, they're ready. It's just that we haven't allowed them to show us whether, you know, we do so many things to close, to shut y'all down, as opposed to open y'all up. So if we could just learn to open y'all up and just, like I said, show you some sincerity, we could definitely be getting them black eyed peas and cornbread and, you know, all that other stuff. You know what I mean?
Honey, like
all right,
I said, I'll get in the kitchen and cook.
Let me jump in here for just a minute. I want to just jump in here for about 3 minutes. I want to thank our corporate sponsor who is on, Dr. Ebony Hornbucker. Dr. Hornbucker is with Loving Care Chiropractor. Dr. Hornbucker, welcome to the show, and thank you.
Hello, Dr.
Thank you, Dr. Hornbuckle, as well.
Okay. Because Dr. Hornbuckle has relocated her office. Dr. Hornbuckle, you going to let everybody know the new location?
Sure. The new address is 5336 East Mountain Street, Stone Mountain, still in downtown Stone Mountain in the village. And that's in Georgia.
I think I need to talk to you because there's some sciatica going on here that I need some help with.
Are you icing that hip?
Everybody become a doctor.
The best advice I can give
you
before you are seen.
Thank you so much for your sponsorship.
Huh? Oh, you're welcome. The best advice I can give you for that sciatica before you are seen by a doctor is make sure that you're putting ice on it.
Yes. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you very much. And again, thank you for your sponsorship. I enjoy the fact that this is a platform that can promote business that is genuine with what is putting out there. We have some wonderful products, and we need to be able to put those out there. So I appreciate your sponsorship.
Oh, you're welcome.
And I think there's going to be some giveaways for Wednesday also, Ms. Miller. For I Heart and Soul, there are going to be
for
some
I
giveaways.
Heart and Soul. Yeah.
Nice. Oh, wonderful. And getting back to I Heart and Soul, I wanted to again reiterate, Deborah, this happens how often?
It's every second Wednesday of the month at Cat Cafe, right on 970 Piedmont here in Atlanta, Georgia, from 8 until 11 p.m. Cover charge is $10, and parking is free.
And there is also some amazing food. I just want to tell you, that food is amazing, and it's not French fries. They have a menu that it's well, all I can say is I have finally gotten to the place where my thighs weren't rubbing together anymore, and I think cats are going to make me start a fire again. So,
it also has the best martinis in town, the best martinis.
Oh, yes. That Georgia on my mind.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Very delicious. Yes, she has really, really great, great, great martinis there.
The bartenders are friendly. The wait staff is friendly. It's just a nice place to go and spend a wonderful Wednesday evening. And it's safe. It's really lighted. They have valet parking. The men are out in the parking lot with single women. And it's just a wonderful, safe environment to be out on a Wednesday night and, you know, to let your hair down so you don't have to choke nobody to death at the place I work. And I can just continue to flip my omelets in peace and joy, and I have to ask Dr. Hornbuckle for bail money. So it's really, I'm just really.
You need an outlet. You need an outlet.
Yeah.
And
Dr. Hornbuckle. Well, that, you know, that's something about, you know, how we need to put art out there, because that is truly an outlet. Even if you know, I can't sing, and if I start to try, somebody needs to leave so their eardrums get busted. But I appreciate wonderful music, and it takes me to another place. And to be able to shed some of that, because I'm going to tell y'all something. I don't know if y'all been paying attention to the news, but it's some horrible stuff going on in the world today. And to be able to go and have an atmosphere where every vibe that is given off is positive can help to rejuvenate you so that you can go back out there in the fight when the sun comes up the next day. So that's my take on it. I may be a little poetic in my waxing at that point in time, but it's true.
Absolutely.
And
music definitely soothes the soul.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. One thing I wanted to let everybody know, just to kind of make sure we were right on the right page, if you ever go to Love and Care Chiropractor, this young lady I met almost 9 years ago, I walked into her office after trying to pick up a desk because our office is in the same building she was. And I remember there was a doctor downstairs, and I couldn't move in the hallway. And I called her, and she came up the steps and said, "What is going on?" And I had just, Dr. Holmberg, you remember that, don't you? You told me you're not supposed to move that big desk by yourself, and I said, "Oh, it's too late." And
right.
and 9 years later,
you're still doing the same
nine
thing.
9 years later.
Dr. Hornberger, something I found out. She's hard-headed. She's hard-headed. Yes, she is.
Yes, ma'am.
But that's something most of my friends have in common. And I do have a number of friends, Dr. Hornbuckle, that I will be encouraging to come see you because many of them, like me, are crooked. And I don't mean as far as financially. I mean, we need some chiropractic help. So I will be making referrals to you.
What's,
oh, great,
what's a phone number and a website to go to? You can also catch Dr. Hornbuckle on www.atlantamixradio.com website. You can look under the B2B. You can find all her information, her practice, and some interesting methodology that she uses in her practice. But she has one of the most loving, sensitive hearts that you ever want to find. And when you walk in there, you walk in there tore apart emotionally and spiritually because once you've had an injury like I had, you know, she helped pretty much. You know the $6 million man thing? We can rebuild you faster, stronger.
And,
well, I'm not gotten that far yet, but she's advanced.
I just
want to
say also that the B2B, I want to kind of explain B2B. The B2B link is about business to business. Isn't that correct, Karina? Karina?
Yes, ma'am.
To link businesses together in support of one another, again, everybody who knows me and those of you that don't will find out that I'm all about positivity and supporting one another. We have to find a way to combat the darkness that it seems to be befalling our lives through no fault of our own by being able to spread positive light to one another. And so I'm all about positivity and supporting businesses. So, you know, we want to hear about what it is you're doing. And speaking of hearing about things, Karima, did we tell people that it's okay to call in?
Karima? Oh, I wouldn't get me. I'm sorry. Yeah, you can guys can call in at 516-387-1251. You can also contact us if you want to be a guest on the show at 888-245-2334, extension 101. And Miss Jackie's extension will be 106. So you'll be able to reach her at our corporate offices at CECIFFM. .com as well. So I just wanted to thank all you all for tuning in. And I just need to go ahead and pay a couple more bills. Dr. Hornbuckle's address again is where, Dr. Hornbuckle? Because I know where it's at, but everybody else don't because you've been at 925 for so long. It's going to distract everybody. So exactly. Slow down, baby, and tell everybody exactly where you located it because we all going to be confused. We'll be coming to the office. We've been coming there for 9 years. You know some of the old ones going to come in and be mad. So you just tell us exactly where you at, baby. Tell us one more time, please.
In downtown Stone Mountain at 5336 East Mountain Street, 30083. And the phone number is
678-884-3778. We changed the number, too? Oh, Lord.
Yeah, we did.
I'm going to need you to repeat that number one more time, Dr. Hornbuckle.
678-884-3778.
And as I said, this show is about us being able to talk. We're going to talk about current events. We're going to talk about things that are trending on social media. We're going to talk about relationships and art and music and all the things that matter to us. And I am so looking forward to spending time with you guys as often as we are allowed.
Well, we got enough business for us to keep the show going at least for the next 17 months.
All right.
So we're gonna look to that. So we're gonna take a minute. I wanna break in for a minute. I wanna play.
This goes out to all my black jewels. We love you. Black jewel, long permed hair, short dyed afro, braided or in dreads. Don't you ever drop your head. Let it be raised to the clouds, which is its rightful place. And let nothing less than the look of pride decorate your beautiful black face. Black jewel, created in endless shades of colors and hues. When God created the rainbow, he must have been inspired by you.
Black jewel is to
only in the forest can you see this. And this. And this. But nothing beats the moment you see that.
Cool!
That's your child's eyes opening up to a world of possibilities.
I didn't know it could do that!
Because one trip to the forest can spark a world of difference.
There are some moments only the forest can inspire. Find yours at discovertheforest.org. Learn about forests near you and discover cool things to do when you go. like hiking, canoeing, fishing, or camping. Or create your own adventure with family and friends, and you might just see this. Your moment's out there. Find it at discovertheforest.org. That's discovertheforest.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Steven.
Who said that?
Me, down here.
What are you, a yellow booger?
I'm a banana slug, Steven.
Well, what are you doing in my room?
I'm your sense of adventure. Don't you remember me? Don't you know that we miss you?
Miss me? Who misses me?
You know, all your friends in the forest. The trees, the pond, that little fort that you made out of branches. We all miss you.
Mom took me to the forest last year.
I'm a slug, Steven. It took me a long time to get here.
Oh, I guess that makes sense.
The forest is not that far away. Have an adventure today. I'm sure your mom would take you.
You're right. I should get out. I want to have fun. Play in puddles, catch frogs, and climb trees. Hey, Mom!
Yeah, hon? Steven! What is that in your hand?
It's my sense of adventure, Mom. It's telling me we need to get out of the house and have some fun in nature today.
Come to the forest where the more adventurous you live. Check out discovertheforest.com.
Okay, we're back, and I wanted to bring back Mario and Mrs. Miller. I want to discuss more about their art and their expression through music.
Hi.
Hey,
Jackie, so... you want us to express more about our music? Huh.
Yes.
So, my album is going to be basically neo-soul, R&B, and jazz. And I was influenced by my parents growing up. When my parents were in the house cleaning or my dad was washing the car, they were always playing Earth, Wind, and Fire, Peebo Bryson, Natalie Cole, Denise Williams. So my musical influences were them, and my first concert ever was James Brown, and that's when I knew I wanted to be an entertainer after seeing him. So most of my inspiration comes from my parents and their music and what they chose to listen to growing up is where I was inspired, just those different old-school R&B artists. I do like some of the new people, like I like Tamia and, of course, Beyonce. I love Beyonce, so I do have some influence from some of the newer people too, but most of my influence is from old school R&B and neo soul and jazz.
Okay, and I see that reflected, you know, when I'm in your shows, and like I said, you do all of those artists that you cover such justice when you sing, and you know I love it. And Mario, if you're there, I want to hear more about yours too.
Well, I'm an old head, so a lot of those artists that she was talking about, her mom and everybody used to listen to, I used to buy the albums and just sit back and just really study them, you know. And then from R&B, I got into smooth jazz, and I was always fascinated by the lyrics. You know what I mean? And the musicianship, it got to a point when I was buying albums. So I'm giving myself away now. I bought albums, $4.99. I would look to see what musicians were playing and different things like that. And that allowed me to really, to motivate me to buy certain things. But I would have to say the biggest transition for me was when I got into Marvin Gaye's Let's Get It On. And then when he did... I Want You album, I'm talking about Let's Get It On, the album, and there's a song in there called You Shall Love the Ball, and then the I Want You album, that whole album just really opened me up. I think I was kind of going into, I was really getting interested in women and understanding how to communicate with them. So Marvin Gaye was a big precursor to me stepping into, like, my poetry and everything. So I first started out just doing poetry. And as time went on, I kind of took an infusion of R&B, same thing, smooth jazz. This was before Neo Soul. But if you really listen to Neo Soul, it's kind of a throwback to a combination of R&B and jazz, you know what I mean? And so as I started getting deeper into my poetry, I wanted to take it to another dimension. You know, I used to work with, you know, vocalists and everything like that, producing music. But, you know, sometimes vocalists who aren't serious can be a letdown. You know, they say they're going to be there. They don't show up, this, that, and other. So one thing led to another, and I just say, you know what? I'm just going to start doing this all myself until I could find a vocalist or whatever. So I actually started playing piano because I do all my own music, backgrounds and everything like that. And I kind of just became like a musician to that degree. And then when I just started putting my own poetry to it, because I just didn't want to let, I just didn't want to be wait on nobody. So I just wanted to put it out there. And then what kind of surprised me is the reaction to it. You know what I mean? I got really, really positive reactions. And then another friend of mine was like, look, Mario, my poetry name is Next, The Next Level. So it's like, look, Next, I'm going to put together, I want you to get your poetry together, and I'm going to put together, I'm going to have an audience of women just, I want you to do it for women, because women need to hear what you have to say. And I was like, okay. So I went on, worked on my stuff, and my first show I did was at a hotel in Los Angeles called the Bonaventure Hotel. And after I did my show, they gave me a standing ovation, you know. And from there they was like, look, we really need to hear this. And then I performed in front of different you know, ethnicities. You know, I did a show once in this was all Latino women, and they actually started crying in the audience, and they were calling their girlfriends, and you got to listen to this guy holding up their phones and everything while I was performing. And I've just had an opportunity to perform in different types of audiences, and it allowed me to understand the commonality that exists in every woman. Even though they're unique, they have certain things that bond them and make them the commonality, you know what I mean? I don't want to go too deep into it, but, you know, they're all the same in some ways, but yet completely different and unique in how they exist. So that just became the foundation and my motivation for me wanting to get out and just continuously, like, rise. Karima saw my show live, and I've performed in L.A. I did, actually, two shows in Atlanta, and a couple shows out here in Nashville. And the last show I did here the women actually stood in line and hugged me after the show.
Wow.
And
that is an incredible
thing. Yeah, it is. You know, because I just think, and I'll just say this in the end, it's just that when you're saying, because what I say when I perform, it comes from my soul. It's genuine, you know. And when you're in the company of a group of women that are absorbing that energy like that, it's just sometimes it can be almost overwhelming, but just their responses to it. And it's just been cool. I missed it. Like I said, I stood back for a minute to go in and do some remixes on my stuff, you know, because like Karima tell you, I'm always trying to better myself. That's the name, The Next Level. I'm always trying to elevate,
right.
You know what I mean, to make my show better and everything like that.
Right.
So I've been doing like a lot of remixing. So now I really want to come out. I've been doing a lot of studying, working on this, working on that, and I think I'm really ready to come back out. And you guys listening to it and some of the feedback I got from you guys tonight has motivated me even more. Because I see it's still out there, you know, because I watch a lot of these shows, these reality shows, I listen to.
Stop doing
and it's just,
Stop watching them.
I mean, what I'm saying is there's just a breakdown in communication, you know what I mean?
Yes.
And I know that a lot of women have this other woman that exists within them that's been suppressed because, you know what I'm saying, she has to move through her day and protect herself because there's just so many individuals who are blind to who and what she is, you know.
Mario,
so for me,
don't make me cry.
I'm sorry.
Don't make me cry, because, you know, I'm the host now. I got to keep this in place, okay? But I totally understand what you're saying, but I would like to take a moment. Deborah Miller has to leave us because she is working on that craft for Wednesday night, and I just want to take an opportunity to thank her and allow her to give us some information about how we can get in touch with her.
Definitely.
Thank you. It was a pleasure being here with you guys. Yes, I got to go finish rehearsal for Wednesday night, but my social media, you can all reach me on Facebook at Deborah, that's D-E-B-O-R-A-H, middle initial L, Miller, and also on Twitter, it's Debo Lynn, D-E-B-O-L-Y-N-N. On Instagram, it's the same as my Facebook, Deborah L. Miller, and then you can also go to my website, which is www.missmiss.miller.net. And again, we hope to see some of you at the show this Wednesday, August 10th at Cat's Cafe, 970 Piedmont. Yeah, August 10th at Cat's Cafe, 970 Piedmont. And
I get the honor
Jackie's
of bringing
hosting.
Her out.
Right, Jackie's hosting. We have Karen Bryant, The Voice, and we have Jason J. Hightower doing art, and I'll be doing a little singing too. So we hope to see you guys there, and it's great talking to you, Karima, and hope to talk to you guys soon.
Great. All right, Deborah, see you soon.
Okay, thanks. Good night.
Good night.
And Mario, you kind of inspired me when you were talking. So I want to invite, you know, any single men who are listening, that if you want to line up to hug me after the show on Wednesday, I'm available to receive hugs.
Well, so I would actually like to, I'm going to look into, when I got a break in my schedule, I'd like to come down and check that venue out on Wednesday night and maybe possibly do some performing down there. I think that would work. I think that'd be great, you know, if you guys are having me. I'll send my songs to you. You guys can check them out, see what you think. And if you like it, let's make it happen.
Now, Jack,
we can do something, honey. Because you need to influence some of these men around here, because the ring finger on my left hand is still empty. And I'm bearing down on a milestone birthday, and this mess cannot continue.
Right.
So you need to talk to some of them.
Well,
you need to show them the way.
We'll see what we can do.
In all seriousness, Mario, I am a very spiritual person, and there was something that you said that I kind of wanted to touch on. When you were talking about the artist that you worked with and it didn't work out because of whatever reason. But I want to tell you, the Creator has a purpose for everything under the sun.
Absolutely.
And them not fulfilling what you expected them to fulfill created an opportunity for him to push you out there so that you could hone that talent that he placed in you. See, because he had a special calling on you, and you were nurturing other people's calling, and sometimes he has to move that stuff out of the way in order for you to do what it is he wants you to do. So I want to thank you for listening to the Creator's call, because I have really enjoyed what I've heard.
Oh, yeah, I definitely feel I'm the conduit his grace moves through, you know what I mean? And I try to stay, that's why I try to live my life right, so I can continue to receive that message, you know, in its purity, and relay it back out with that energy that I receive, you know, from the Most High.
Exactly. And that's what I was saying about that positive energy. There is a movement coming, and I believe that is the reason why the Creator moved Karima and myself into the place where we could do this. And I believe there is a movement coming where positivity, we have no choice, nowhere to go but up from here. So we need to tap into that God spirit within us and start reaching in there and bringing that positivity out. And I am ready to be a motivator for that. How about you, Mario?
Are you ready to be a motivator to bring that positive spirit forth?
Oh, yeah. Anything I can do, Karima, tell you. So, like I said, I'm ready. And like Karima, like for me, it's like if I stay ready, I don't have to get ready. So, for me, it's all about a time and a date where we can make it happen.
Well, as you know, Karima and I are always talking about possibilities, and there are some things that are springing forth in my mind from some conversations that we had that we're going to have to get back to.
Okay.
I also want to say, as far as for myself, I kind of didn't put this out there, but I want to go ahead and put it out there. I am Black Coffee. A lot of people know me as Jackie Nickens, but for the purposes of stage, I am Black Coffee. And
right.
Black Coffee Entertainment and Inspiration is my business. And I can be found on Facebook. Black Coffee Entertainment and Inspiration is my page. Please go in and like that page. And I will be posting information about where I will be if it's a public event. And you can also reach me to book me for private events for emceeing, motivational speaking, and comedy through that Facebook page. So I look forward to hearing from you all.
Definitely. Well, I'm motivated to make this trip down here now. I definitely got to get down there on a Wednesday and just vibe with y'all, check y'all out and see what the venue is like. And like I said, and see somehow or another I can be a contributor, because I like what you're talking about. And I think you can receive this energy. And in turn, when those who receive it, they energize me and fulfill me and push me more. And it'll just be a give and take, you know?
Okay. And you know, that, like I said, I'm very excited about where this is going to go. I look forward to having other people. We're looking forward to Karima. I believe we're going to have some politicians on in the future, if we can get that scheduled, to talk about some things going on politically.
Yes, ma'am.
And we're going to open this thing up to create a venue where I want it to be like we're all sitting around in my living room and we're talking.
Drinking wine
and talking.
Or Remy.
If we can be truthful, some mango vodka and some orange juice. But you know, I don't want to go there, but since you're pulling it out. So, by the way, my friends who want to give me a gift, I am out of mango vodka. I'm sorry, I was soliciting again, wasn't I? Okay.
So one thing I want to let everybody know is that Jackie Nickens is part of the WAMR family and the overall corporate umbrella that sits on that. So we want to thank you, Jackie, for what you've been doing for me personally and for the WAMR family. And I also want to thank Dr. Elmy Hornbuckle being a part of the show, and just letting everybody know where to come for some healing. We're going to drop out of the show for just a minute, and then we'll come on back in for just a minute. So you all just sit back for a minute, and we're going to take a break.
Your life. Getting pulled over for buzz driving could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. Nothing kills a buzz like getting pulled over for buzz driving, because buzz driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration
Mom?
And the
Ad Council. Mommy, why are we going to the store? Mom.
Your child will have different needs at different stages of life, and that includes the car seat. See, car crashes are a leading killer of children ages 1 to 13. Protect your child's future at every stage of life. Go to safercar.gov/the right seat.
A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
You make sure his toys don't have any sharp edges. You taught her what to do when the smoke alarm goes off. You do so much to keep your child safe. But are you using the right car seat for your child?
Car crashes are a leading killer of children ages 1 to 13. Protect your child's future at every stage of life. For information on the right seat for your child, visit safercar.gov/the right seat.
A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
In a little tent, oh, and just like the river, I've been running ever since. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. It's been too. Help me, please. But he winds up knocking me back down on my knees. Oh, there have been times that I thought I couldn't last for long. I'm able to carry on. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will.
Yeah, that is the music, original music of the next level. Maybe this is the hottest thing out here. Check it out. This is a bad brother. This is him just. This is the sounds of the next level, y'all. I'm just gonna leave it like that. Y'all ain't ready for that. Y'all ain't ready for what we got planned for you. Atlanta Mix Radio with under the flagship of Jackie Nickers, aka Black Coffee. Boy, y'all ain't ready. Y'all ain't ready with the Doctor of Love, Mr. the Next Level. Y'all weren't ready for tonight. The Doctor of Love.
Ready.
Ready, boy. Now that's when you sit back and sip some wine. I know that boy be like, would you please stop? I done play that soundtrack for people from the Asian Chamber to the Hong Kong folks to from every show we done did. We've been doing shows for 9 years. And Mario was like, if you do not please, and I don't care who it is. White, black, Asian, Chinese, redneck, they love it mixed down right there. That is it right there. That's all I can say.
I do understand. What they don't know, Karima, is I was tamed tonight. I have been tamed. I was holding back because I didn't want to put all my crazy on the front porch from the beginning.
might as well, because anybody know me, I know ain't nothing right about me. I'm unconscious most of the time.
Well, you know, I'll put all the crazy on the front porch when they first meet me. Some of them that are out there listening are very, very familiar with the crazy already, so you guys know what to expect. Don't tell the rest of them. Let them be surprised.
Absolutely. Jackie, we surely appreciate you, a.k.a. Black Coffee. And for y'all single men out here, this is a chocolate woman right here, y'all. That thing ain't right.
Y'all better go to that page and look at them pictures. Y'all better go look at them pictures. Look, Karima, you done had me sipping tonight. Don't start me talking no trash.
But we're going to have some real nice times, yeah. Y'all. Real nice times.
Yes. And I want to tell everyone that listened, that has been listening this evening, I want to thank you so much for taking your time out to listen to me. I hope that it's something you want to continue to tune into, because we have some wonderful things in store. Again, we want your participation. I want to hear from you and what it is you want to hear. So, Karima, if you could give that call-in information for us again, I would certainly appreciate it, because I want feedback.
Absolutely.
Put it on my Facebook page, wherever.
There you go. Put it on the Facebook page at Black Coffee, and you can also, it links up to the WAMRradio.com. This is one of the very few online streaming companies that's owned and operated by African-American women. We are licensed as a digital broadcasting service. WAMR is our call letter. And you'll be listening to us as we get into the fall, you know, so we can fall back and reflect on how we got over in the summer months. I want to thank everybody for tuning in. You can also call in at 516-387-1251, or you can call the corporate offices at 888-245-2334, extension 101 for myself, extension 106 for Black Coffee. That'll be Jackie Nickens on the professional level, Monday through Friday, 8 to 5. Jackie Nickens. After dark, we'll be calling her Black Coffee.
And if I bend the corner around between the 9 to 5, it might be Black Coffee too.
And Mario, thank you so much, Next Level, for jumping in and bringing aid to us women folks.
No, it's my pleasure, you know. Hey, y'all my motivators. If it wasn't for y'all, I wouldn't even have words to say. So, you know, I'm just giving back.
See, he doing it again, Kareem. You see that?
Yes.
He doing it. I swear I'm going to have on that negligee answering the door for the FedEx man. Keep it up, Mario. The FedEx man is going to show up and I'm going to beat him cooked them fried chicken.
Uh-oh.
Oh, my goodness, y'all. Okay. Well, Jackie, let everybody know one more time how to get back in contact with you on your Facebook page. The best way at this point in time is Black Coffee Entertainment and Inspiration. It is my Facebook page, BLACK, Coffee, COFFEE, Entertainment and Inspiration on Facebook. Look the page up, like it, and follow me, and I will be giving you information. Again, I will be hosting iHeart and Soul Wednesday night, beginning at 8 o'clock at Cats Cafe, 970 Piedmont, here in Atlanta, Georgia. I look forward to seeing some of your faces in the audience on Wednesday. And next, how do we get in contact with you on Facebook?
Well, right now, I'm just kind of laying low. You can just contact me at Mario Coleman on Facebook. And that's pretty much all I got going on right now until I come back out. So, yeah, just contact me there. You can kind of see what I got going on a little bit. And you can just take it from there. But I will tell you this. I'm gonna be rising here the next couple months. So prepare yourself to be loved.
Uh-oh, watch out now. All right, y'all. We're gonna get out here. WAMR Radio with host Jackie Nickens. We also had Miss Deborah Miller on the show with Deborah Miller, and we want to thank everybody for tuning in. So you guys have a good night. For those who have jobs in the morning, we're gonna get out of here. Good night, everybody.
Good night, and I'll holler at y'all next week.